Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Ayin Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur in the middle of Daf Ayin Vav at the beginning of the new perek. Before we actually begin the Mishnah, let's glance at a diagram on page 153 of your Pirush Chai, diagram number 1. You'll notice in that diagram two courtyards with a wall separating the two courtyards. The topic heading that we will be dealing with is on the side of the Gemara under our Nosei, which is a topic. We have written Midos Chalon B'Koisel Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. Midos are the dimensions of a chalon, a window between two courtyards. Kedei Sheyeh Efsher La'arev Biachad, with this passageway or aperture available, we want to know how wide must it be, what are its dimensions in order to be considered an access point between the two courtyards in order for us to make a joint Eruv enabling goods or items to be transferred from one courtyard to the other on Shabbos. Of course, through making an Eruv. So we now turn to the Mishnah. Chaloin Shebein Shnei Chatzeros, a window between two courtyards. The Mishnah, as you can see, is broken down into Roman numeral 1 and later number 2. So the first part is Dalid al Dalid, if the window has these dimensions, 4x4 Tvachim, Besoch Asora, within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they can make two separate Eruvs. Oy Ve'imratzu Ma'arvin Echod, and the option exists if they want, they can make one Eruv joining the two courtyards together. Pochois midalid al dalid oi lamalo me asora, if it lacks the opening measuring 4x4 tvachim or it is above 10 tvachim, marvin shnayim vein marvin echo, then they can make their own internal courtyard Eruv, but they cannot make a trans courtyard Eruv joining the two chatzeros together. Hikamara. Lemo Tnan Stamok Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Should we say that our unnamed Mishnah, which is Stam, unnamed Mishnah, which is generally thought to be authoritative, is Kareb Shimon Gamliel, is in accordance with the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Kol Pochos Midalid Kelovut Domi, that when you have two items within four Tvachim of one another, it's considered attached. Therefore, in order for the window to be considered open, it must be four tefachim and not less, because if it were less, it would be considered as if the sides of the window are touching one another and, in effect, sealing off the window. So should we say that the fact that the Mishnah cited this dimension of 4x4 tefachim, indicating and not less, this is in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? The Gemara says no. Afilu teimo kirabonon. This Mishnah can conform to the Rabbonon, who argue elsewhere with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbonon oleg Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, elu le'inyan levudin. Levudin is the plural of the word lovud, which means attached. Up till now, it is true, there is a machlokus between the Rabbonon and Reb Shimon Liel regarding the dimension, the size of lovud. In other words, according to Reb Shimon Liel, something that is within four tefachim of one another, they would be considered attached. Not so according to the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, only if something is within three tefachim of one another would they be considered attached. Avol le'inyan pischa, but as far as our topic is concerned, a pesach, an opening, a passageway, afilu rabbonon modu, di'iko dalet al dalet choshiv, that the rabbonon will concede that if it measures 4x4 tvachim, then it has significance, v'iloi loy choshiv, otherwise it's lacking significance, and hence it wouldn't constitute a passageway between the two courtyards. The Mishnah went on to say, Pochos midalid al dalid, if it's less than 4 by 4, etc., and the Mishnah says it would not be considered a passageway as reflected by the halacha of Ein Ma'arvin Echod, as we saw. The Gemara asks, Pshita, is it not so that the end of the Mishnah is obvious? Kevon di Omar Dalet al Dalet b'socha sora, since the Mishnah opened up telling me what the necessary dimensions are, namely 4 by 4 within 10 tfochim of the floor, memelo anoyadano, it would figure then automatically the pochos midalet ulamala asora me asora lo, that if it's less than 4 by 4 opening, if it's at a height of more than 10 tfochim from the ground, then it's not a pesach, it's not considered a passageway. Why then do I need the second section of the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, ha komash malon. The Mishnah is telling me, taimo, why is something considered a non-pesach? De kule lamalo me'asora. If it's completely above 10 tfochim, avo miktsoso besocha sora, if it's partially within 10 tfochim, then me'arvin shnayim v'imrotzim of arvin echod. This is illustrated in that illustration number one. Then if you notice the middle window, notice how it comes down to be within the 10 tfochim mark, within 10 tfochim of the floor. Just a slight amount of the window is within 10 tfochim. So the Mishnah, by its, we'll call it extra language, its continuation is alluding to this, that only if it's completely above 10 is it not acceptable. However, if it's partially within 10, it is acceptable. Tanino laha deton rabbanon, and the Gemara says that we have a Tanaic source, a Brisa, that is supported by our understanding of the Mishnah, as follows: Kulo lamala me'asora umitzasu besoch asora. If most of the window is above 10 with a little bit within 10, or kulo besoch asora umitzasu lamala me'asora. If it's almost all of it is within 10 with a little bit of the window above the 10 tefach mark from the floor. Ma'arvin shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvin echad. So this source that we just read confirms that which we learned as that's which the we ex- how we explained the Mishnah just before this source, that as long as a partial amount is within the 10 tfochim mark, then it is a good, it is an acceptable passageway. The Gemara now asks on regarding this source. Hashto kulo lamala me'asor miksosu besoch asor amis ma'arvin. Mind you have a window that's mostly no good. Just a little bit creeps down within the 10 tefach mark, and we say that that is acceptable. We say amis ma'arvin shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvin echod, that it affords you the ability not only to make two separate courtyard eruvin, but if they want to join, they can join. Why? Because a little bit is within 10. Once I know that, is not the following extraneous, kulo besoch asoro misosu lamal me'asoro mibaya, where practically all of the window is within the desirable 10 tefach mark, and just a little bit is above, that would be obviously a considered a passageway between the two courtyards. Why then does the Tanaic source we just read have part bays to it? So the Gemara says, basically, you're right. However, the structure of this source is zu, meaning part aleph of the source we are teaching you, that even if a little bit is within 10, it's acceptable. It's acceptable as a passageway between the two courtyards. Be ain't sorach lomar zu, kotani. And it goes without saying that if it's like in section bays of the source, that if most of it is within 10, it certainly would be all right. So this structure called Zu, the Ein Tzorach Lomar Zu, is a legitimate Tanaic structure. We continue in the Gemara. We're going to now turn our attention to diagram number 2. And the upcoming section of the Gemara deals with what we might call in other terms an exercise in geometry. So we look at the side of our Gemara. We have a Tat no se, which means a subtopic heading, because we are continuing in the general topic of what is considered a passageway between two courtyards. And we defined so far a window measuring 4 by 4, which is a square measure, 4 wide and 4 in height. That is a acceptable chaloin. What about a circular chalon? So our tatnos, our subtopic, reads as follows. On the side of the Gemara, chaloin agol, b'inyan hanal, a round window in the aforementioned topic, the idea of having a passageway between two chatzeros, lefi Rabbi Yochanan, boy hekev shel esrim v'arba tvochim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, such a window would need a circumference of 24 tvochim. Bear in mind that the window that we were dealing with till now was a square measuring 4 by 4. That would give you a circumference or a perimeter of the square measuring 16 tvochim. So here when we deal with a round window, where Rabbi Yochanan is teaching that you need 24 tvochim in the circle, or in the circumference of the circle. The Gemara deals with how do you get to that number. The Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chalon Agoyel, Tzorach Shiei Be'ekefo Esrim Ve'arbo Tvochim. A round window, if that is what exists between the two courtyards, has to have a circumference of 24 tvochim, ushnaim umashu mehen besoch asora. And another requirement is that 2 plus, mashu means a little bit more, so it means a little bit more than 2 tvochim of the circle constituting the window must be within the 10 tvochim of the ground. Shi'im Yirabenu, this will give us the chance that if you were to try to make a square out of this circle, Ninso Mashu Besoch Asora, so that a little bit will remain within, a Mashu will remain a little bit of, will remain within the 10th falcon of the floor, and we've accomplished our basic window requirement. The Gemara asks, and you'll notice we have a geometric form that we call a volcano marking or a trapezoid. And as we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice that this flips over from staggered fashion or a successive fashion, sometimes facing up and then following that flipped over. So on the side of the Gemara, you can see under our Mivne heading, we've indicated that this trapezoid is a ma'akav. It's an attempt to keep track of the back and forth discussion, and this is a sidra shel kushios al cheshbono shel Rabbi Yochanan. A series of questions will be presented on Rabbi Yochanan's calculation, and when the shape, the trapezoid, flips over, those represent tshuvos, responses. So the Gemara, michti, let's analyze this. Let's look into this. Kol sheyesh be'kefo shlosha tvochim, yesh bo baruch bo tefach. There's a calculation, a geometric calculation regarding circles, that if it has a diameter of 1 tefach, its circumference will measure 3 tvochim. So there's a 1-3 relationship between the diameter and the circumference. Well, if what we need is a window that measures 4 across, and we're talking about a circular window, the tresar sagya, a window measuring 12 tvachim in circumference should be enough. In other words, if you're telling me 4 tvachim is the width of the window, and the circumference is 3 times that, so you multiply 3 times 4, you get to 12. So why does Rabbi Yochanan speak about a window whose circumference measures 24 tvachim? The Gemara answers why it's not going to be 12. Hani mili vigula. This 12 statistic, 12 tefach statistic, is true with regard to a circle. Avol beribua bo'inon tfei. But a square requires more of a perimeter than merely 12 tvachim. the Mishnah mentioned that you need to have a window which measures 4 by 4. That's a square measure. A circle whose diameter is 4, it will measure 4 only at the diameter mark, at its midpoint. But a circle curves inwards as you move away from the diameter, not yielding the desired 4 by 4 amount required. So the Gemara continues. Michti, looking into this, Kama Merubo Yeser Alo Igol, how much greater is a square than the circle with the same diameter as the side of the square? So how much greater is a square than the circle we just mentioned? Revia, it's a quarter greater. So if that be the case, Beshitzar Sagya, wouldn't 16 be enough? In other words, if you want to have a circular window, so being that the square statistic of the window would give you a square measuring 4 by 4, we mentioned that if you had a circle whose diameter was 12, you add a quarter to that, and that will give you the size of the square that's required. Now, what do we mean we add a quarter? It means you take the number 12, divide it into 3 parts, and add one of those 3 parts to get your new number. So if you take the number 12, you divide it by 3, you get 4. Add 4 to 12, you get 16. 4 vis-a-vis 16 is a quarter of 16. So that's what the Gemara meant. How much greater is the square than the circle? It's a quarter greater. So we went from a circle of 12 in its circumference, creating a square that's 16. And however, this 16, in effect, is the circumference of the circular window required. Therefore, why does Rabbi Yochanan require us to have 24 tvachim? So the Gemara answers, Hani mili, igula denofik migo ribua. The cheshbon, the calculation that we just gave you of a square being greater than the circle by a quarter, that cheshbon is true when you're dealing with a circle that's inscribed within a square. So that if you have a circle measuring 12 in diameter, measuring 4 in diameter, and you want to know how much greater is a square with a side 4, so you will be in effect creating a square that surrounds the circle. Avol ribua denofik migo igula bo'inon tfei. However, and this you can look at diagram number 8. That's an example of a square contained within a circle. And that's what we are striving for. We know that we require a square. The Mishnah requires a square window measuring 4 by 4. That's a square. Now I need, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I need to have a circle that will contain that square. So the size of that circle will be greater than the size of the square. And the Gemara explains, "My time of Mishum Musha the Karnisah." That's because we want the circle to contain the corners of the square. So, if the circle is going to contain the corners of the square, naturally the circle is going to have to loop around and be larger than the square. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says 24 tvachim. The Gemara asks, "Is that really necessary still to have 24 tvachim?" We look at diagram number 9. There's a calculation here. And the calculation states, as the Gemara says, Kol amso beribua, when you're dealing with, let's say, take one amo of a square. Let's say you have a square measuring a side, one amo. The diagonal of that square, amso utre chumshi balachsona. The diagonal will be 1 2/5. Imagine, though, as you can see in the diagram, We have a circle, diagram 9, you have a circle that surrounds the square. The diagonal of that square, which is our window, we want to have a circle that will contain that amount. The diagonal happens to also be the diameter of the circle. So you have a diagonal and a diameter. What is the circumference of such a circle? Once again, we know that the side of our square measures 4. You multiply 4 by 1 and 2 fifths. That will give you a diameter of 5 and 3 fifths. Once you have a diameter of 5 and 3 fifths, I also know that the circle surrounding that must be 3 times. So you now multiply 5 and 3 fifths by 3. What does that give you? That will give you 16 and 4 fifths. So the circumference of the circle that will contain the Mishnah's 4 by 4 would be a circle having a circumference of 16 and 4 fifths amo. Of 16 and 4 fifths tfachim. So our Gemara asks, this is still not 24. The Gemara. Michti, kol amso beribua, we read this already, amso trechum shibalachsona. For every one amo of square, of side of square, you'll have 1 and 2 fifths amo for the diameter, the diagonal. Bishivsar nechi chumsha sagya, using this calculation, if you have a circle whose circumference measures 16 and 4 fifths, that would be enough. Why does Rabbi Yochanan require 24 tefachim? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Omar ki daini de kesri v'amri lo ki rabbonin de kesri. De amri. These rabbonin of kesri present two statistics, or two calculations. What we need to focus on is the second of the two calculations. So, number one, igula migo ribua, riva. That's a reference to a circle inscribed within a square. So there is a differential of a riva, of a quarter. So imagine if you have a circle whose circumference measures 12. That represents a discrepancy of a quarter vis-a-vis the square that one would draw around such a circle. The square would have the measure of 16. So that if you take the number 16, divide it into 4 parts, one quarter less will be the circle. 16 minus 4 gives you 12. However, in our discussion, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about a circle circumscribing a square. In other words, the square is inscribed within the circle. So number two in the Gemara, ribua migo igula, that's a ribua is a square, migo within an igula, a circle, palga, the difference between them will be a half. So what is that? How does that translate practically speaking? So if the square has a perimeter of 16, the circle around it will measure 24. That you would take the square 16, half of 16 is 8, add that to the 16, that gives you 24. That's a function of this calculation that of the Dayoni Kesri that says, Ribua migo igula palga. Continuing in the Gemara, Pochos midalid al dalid v'chule. Omar Rav Nachman, loy shonu elo chaloin shebein shtei chatzeros. The requirement of the window being within 10 tefachim is only with regard to a window between two courtyards. Avo chalon shebein shnei botim, a window between two houses. Being that I have two houses and a window between them, I can make an eruv that would join the two houses together, enabling me to carry from one house directly to the next house through this window. So if you have a window like this, afilu lamalo me'asoro nami, if that window happens to be totally above 10 tvachim from the ground. If they should choose to unify, to join their dwellings so as to allow carrying one to the other, they have that option, even though the window is completely above 10 tvachim. My time, well, why do we have this leniency? Answer, Beso kemande moli domi. This is in your mind's eye, a house is considered to be full. So that if you can just imagine this, the floor of the house would rise, so to speak, of course, all figuratively speaking, to wherever the window is. Because of this concept of Beso kemande moli domi, it's as if the house is full, and therefore it's considered in our mind's eye a point of access, even though the window is completely above 10 tefachim. Esvei Rava leRav Nachman. Rava introduces a Tanaic source, and if we focus on the dashed underlining of this source, you can immediately see the question. In this source, there's a reference to a chalon shebein shnei potim, and at the end of the source, it mentions besoch hasora. It has to be within 10 tefachim. That presents a challenge to Rav Nachman. The source, however, has a number of different examples in it, and to appreciate this, you can look at diagram 14 in the Pirush Chaya, page 155, and you'll see there are a number of different passageways, and in the caption, they are all noted what they are. But we have to focus in our Daf Yomi Shir on that which is really relevant to the question. So we continue in the source. Rav Nachman is questioned by Rava with this source, Echod Li Chalon Shebein Shnei Chatzeros, whether it be, Echod Li means whether it be a window between two courtyards, Echod Li Chalon Shebein Shnei Batim, and as we mentioned, this is what we want to emphasize, whether it be a window between two houses, Echod Li Chalon Shebein Shnei Alios, or whether it be a window between two second or upper stories, V'echad li chalon shebein shnei gagin, or whether it be a window between two roofs, as you can see in that illustration, that's at the top of the picture, illustration Dalin. V'echad li chalon shebein shnei chadorim, or a window between two rooms, kulon dalin al dalin, besoch asor. They all have to have these elements, these characteristics, that they measure 4x4 tefachim, and they have to be within 10 tefachim. So again, to focus on our question, Rav Nachman had said that a window between two houses does not need to be within 10 tefachim at all. In this source, a window between two houses needs to be within 10 tefachim. The Gemara answers on behalf, or Rav Nachman explains this source in his defense, Tirgumo achatzeros. The requirement of being within 10 tefachim is a requirement regarding the window between two courtyards. The Gemara asks, well, echod li kotoni, but in this source, as you can see, we've underlined that in the source, each time it says whether it be this or that, in mashma, implying that all of these different windows are the same. They all have the same requirement. The Gemara says it's true that they all have the same requirement. However, Tirguma Adalid Adalid, that is with regard to the 4x4 Tefach measure. Regarding that, which we in our markings had called point Aleph at the end of the source, all of the windows mentioned in this source have that requirement. However, as far as being within 10 Tefachim of the floor, that doesn't apply to all the different windows mentioned. It does not include the case of the window between two batim, two houses. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice a long question, and it's marked off thusly. Bominei Rabbi Abba Mirav Nachman. Rabbi Abba asks, Lul hapasuach min habayis laliyah. A lul is a hole in a floor joining together or through which you could go from a ground floor and access a floor above. If you notice in diagram 14, the letter Vav, you can see an illustration of this lul. Our question right now is, in order to join the two dwellings together, lul ha-pasuch min ha-bayis la-liyah, tzorch sulam kovua la-hatiro, o ein tzorch sulam kovua la-hatiro. This question is broken into part Aleph, the two sides, that is, Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara will continue to analyze the two sides of the question. Is there a need for a ladder to join the two to make one considered accessible to the other? Or even without the ladder, will they be considered accessible, one to the other, enabling me to make an Eruv joining together the two dwellings, the family living in the upper floor with the family living in the ground floor? The Gemara continues with the analysis. Ki amrinon beiso kemanda moli domi, that which we said before, that a house is viewed as if it's completely filled, and if you were to apply that over here, so then you would not need to have a sulam kavoy, you would not need to have a fixed ladder there. So when we say this concept of beiso kemanda moli domi, hani mili min hatzad avo be'amtsalo, maybe that applies only to windows that are in a wall, that's from the side, but not with regard to things, to openings overhead. Oidilma lo shno, or maybe we make no distinction. And if we make no distinction and use this concept of beiso kemanda moli domi, so then there is no need for the ladder. Omar lei, so Rav Nachman answers, Eino tzorech, there is no need. Sovor mina sulam kavu hu de eino tzorech, o sulam aroi tzorech. From his answer, so Rabbi Abba, who asked the question, got the feeling that what Rav Nachman is saying, you don't need to have a permanent ladder affixed there, but you do need to have a temporary type ladder. Itmar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, echot sulam kavu vechot sulam aroi eino tzorech. So Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Nachman, says that as far as Rav Nachman is concerned, you don't need to have even a sulam aroi, even a temporary type ladder. But we use the concept of beiso kemanda moli domi, enabling the two dwellings to be joined with an Eruv, and if they want to transfer from one items on Shabbos from one to the other, after having made an Eruv, they can do so, even without any ladder there. The Mishnah. Before we learn the Mishnah, we want to glance at illustration 15. You'll notice there is a wall between two courtyards. There is the wall measures 10 tfachim in height, and the wall also is 4 tfachim in thickness and width. Before we continue in the Gemara, in the Mishnah itself, let's glance at the side and read what we have under our Nosei heading. Shimush Baroish Koisel Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. The use of the top of the wall, namely moving things around on the top of the wall that separates two courtyards, bearing in mind that in general one cannot transfer items from one courtyard to the other on Shabbos unless an Eruv is made. What about the movement of items on the top of the wall? We'll speak about Roichav Arba Tvachim if the wall is 4 Tvachim wide, and number 2, Pochos Mi Arba, less than 4 in thickness. The Mishnah, Koisel Shebein Shnei Chatzeros, Gavoa Asora V'Rochav Arbo'o, having a height of 10 and a width of 4, Ma'arvin Shnayim, V'Ein Ma'arvin Echad. The wall like that makes it such that they cannot join their two courtyards together, being that this is a significant wall having a height of 10 tfachim. Rashi points out that the 4 tfachim thickness is not that important for this particular point, but it's beneficial for the seifa of the Mishnah. Hoyu barosho peros, if on the top of such a wall that has these dimensions, elu oylin mikan v'oichlin, the elu oylin mikan v'oichlin, the neighbors on either side of the wall can climb to the top of the wall and eat the fruits. Ubevatshilo yoridu lamaton, provided that they don't lower the fruits down into their respective courtyards. Nifritsa hakoisel, if a breach develops in the wall, ad eser amos ma'arvin shnayim, vimrotsu ma'arvin echad, Mitnei Shu Kepesach. If the opening is up till 10 amos, not more, so that's considered a Pesach, that's considered an opening, a passageway, giving them the option of making either separate Eruvin, not joining together, or if they choose, they can join together. Yoser Mikan, however, if the breach is more than 10 amos, Ma'ar V'nechon V'ein Ma'ar V'nshnayim, they have no option of making separate Eruvin, they're considered totally open one into the other. And therefore, if they have any idea of carrying from one courtyard to the other, they're going to have to make an Eruv. If you notice the Rashi, Yoser Mikan, Havi Pirtsov, Havi Lukul Kidyure Chotzerachas, being that it's considered a breach, it's considered like they are in one courtyard. V'im Irvo Kol Achas La'atzmo, and if each courtyard were to make a separate Eruv, with such a breach, Havalu Kecholkines Eruvin, it would be tantamount to they're splitting the Eruv, Osrin Elu Al Elu, and they would thereby create a restriction one on the other. Therefore, a courtyard like this that has a breach of more than 10 amos in the wall separating the two courtyards, if they want to use their courtyard, namely carry from their houses into the courtyard, they're going to have to make one Eruv for all of the residents. The Gemara. Ein bo arbo mai. What is the din with regard to a wall that is not four tfochim in width? So on the side of the Gemara, we have a mivneh, a structural note, where a diamond is featured, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We see Rav is highlighted here, and at the top of Ayin Zayin, Omet Aleph, you will notice Rabbi Yochanan. So Omar Rav, Avir Shtei Rishios Sholetes Bo, the airspace of the two courtyards rule over this wall, and as a result, Lo Yaziz Boy Afilu Moloi Nimo. There can be no movement of anything on the top of this wall, even a hair's breadth. Being that you have two domains that are not unified, because the wall has a height of 10 tefachim without any passageway between the two. These are two separate courtyards. You have two reshuyos, two domains having an influence over the top of the wall, and as two competing domains, if you want to say it like that, and therefore no movement of items on the top of the wall whatsoever. Continuing at the top of Ayin Zayin of Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu Malin Mikan V'Oichlin V'Eilu Malin Mikan V'Oichlin. Each courtyard can put things on the top, up to the top of that wall. And Rashi adds, and each courtyard can remove things from the top of the wall, because this is called a mokum ptur. This is we have created a dimension, 10 tvachim high, less than 4 tvachim in thickness. It's called a domain of ptur, innocence. What do we mean by that? That it means that you have a right to move things from that down to anything on the underneath it, or vice versa, from underneath it on to the top. The Gemara continues. We want to see, want to analyze or evaluate that which we just learned, specifically Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan, Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Oichlin V'Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Oichlin. This is a quote from our Mishnah. We have a little arrow on the side indicating where you can see this in its original source on Ayin Vav Amet Aleph. So we want to infer, though, Oilin in, Malin lo. The Mishnah gives a right to for the people to in the courtyards to rise to the top of the wall. However, to put things up onto the top of the wall, we don't have a right to do that, and yet Rabbi Yochanan, following our dashed underlining, Rabbi Yochanan said, Malin, you can put things onto the top of the wall. The Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amar. Thusly, we have to understand our source. Yesh bo arbo al arbo. If the wall is four, has a thickness of four, Oilin in, Malin loy. That's what we were medayik from the Mishnah. Because it had a width of four, you can, all that can take place is the neighbors can climb to the top of the wall, but you can't, they can't put things up there. The wall, in such a case, is considered its own domain. Ein bo arbo al arbo. However, if it's like our topic that we're discussing right now of a of a narrow wall that doesn't measure four tfachim in thickness, malin nami, then they're even allowed to put stuff onto the top of that wall. As we explained earlier in the Rashi, based on the Rashi, that this is called a mokom ptur. The Ozda Rav Yochanan l'tameh, Rav Yochanan here is consistent with what he said elsewhere. The Chiosa Rav Dimi Om Rav Yochanan, Rav Dimi once quoted Rav Yochanan as saying, Mokom Shein Bo Arbo Arbo, Mutru Livnei Rishus Harabim, Livnei Rishus Hayochid, Lekasef Olov, Uvad Shelo Yachlifu. An area that measures, an area that is found between a Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, and a public domain, is an area that people from the private domain can put things onto this location, and people from the public domain can put things onto this location, provided that, and this is a rabbinic restriction, provided they don't use it as a transfer point. We don't want people to put things on the top of this Mokum Ptur, from the, let's say, someone from the public putting something there and someone from the inside then taking it from there. But as we said, that's a rabbinic restriction. The Gemara asks, V'rav les lei de Rav Dimi? Does Rav not hold from this teaching that Rav Dimi just quoted? This is something that is, generally speaking, it's universally accepted. Rashi says, In effect, what Rav Dimi just quoted is found in a Tanaic source in Masechet Shabbos, and therefore, why would Rav disagree with that? And yet, Rav is saying that a wall that has 10 tefachim of height and less than 4 tefachim in thickness, you can't move anything on it. So the Gemara answers: Rav certainly does accept what Rav Dimi said. If, as was the case in Rav Dimi's quote, you were dealing with domains that are of a Torah level, a private domain, a Rishus HaYochid, and on the other side a Rishus HaRabim, I agree to what Rav Dimi said. And in our case of the wall between two courtyards, this is Birushios de Rabbanon. We're dealing with a purely rabbinic area of concern, of rabbinic domain. In other words, on a total level, courtyards and everything we've been speaking about till now, vis-a-vis the courtyards, is an enclosed area. It's a Rishus HaYochid on a Torah level. However, the rabbis introduced restrictions when you're dealing with enclosed areas, but are of a public type nature, meaning a communal type nature, or of a multiple dwellers there, vis-a-vis the houses that open into the courtyard, which are purely private in nature. This is the realm of Rishuyos de Rabbonon. The Chachomim asu chizuk l'divrem yoyser mishel Torah, and the rabbis imposed restrictions regarding their teachings, their halachas, more so than the Torah does with regard to Torah domains. So you find a leniency with regard to a Torah issue, a Torah domain, Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, with a Mokum Ptur between them, that you can put things on the top of that Mokum Ptur, as opposed to two courtyards on either side of a Mokum Ptur, and they cannot use the top of that wall whatsoever. Before we close, let's just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.